The Pinellas County School Board met last night at the school administration building. After the meeting, there was a public hearing to discuss the budget and millage decisions. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports. Dr. Doug Forth of the Pinellas County Schools Budget Department explained the proposed millage rates with a PowerPoint presentation. This rate would increase from $8.06 to $8.35 per $1,000 of taxable property value. Many who spoke mentioned the fact that the state legislature should be in charge of this funding.
Why on earth do we levy the millages? Well, if we don't levy the millages, especially the required local effort, we don't get the state money. Meager though it might be, we need the state money to help balance the budget. We have to levy it, and of course we would want to levy the local referendum that the voters approved, the half mil, and we need the critical operating needs money. I think the best way to describe it is we're meeting community expectations in terms of the programs we offer.
Arrow Woodard, a local mother, supported the millage increases, but said that people may oppose it due to the advertising in local newspapers, which she said featured mostly infrastructure repairs. However, the advertisement is bound by laws as to what it can include.
But it comes off a lot of times it was a list of repairs and maintenance, and to the general public, I think that comes off as not a reason necessarily to raise a millage. However, if there's critical components that we can improve our kids' schools, if we can improve the arts and culture and everything that they're getting at those schools, I think that is where it should absolutely be published in there. We're raising a millage to provide for this.
Victor Flonar said that he is having trouble as it is, and that an increased millage rate will affect the people in the county.
We can't handle much more on our taxes. The millage rate is what people look at when they look to move into this county, and when they see it's going up and up and up, and people are moving out and out and out, it doesn't take a whole lot to figure out why. But it's not just your quarter percent. State Farm wants a piece of my pie. Millage rates, they affect rents. You know, they're going up. The tax plan, it's a hard one to sell right now with schools declining, schools closing down, people leaving the county, they're losing jobs.
Board member Carol Cook, in an act of protest, opposed the millage.
I don't believe this is our responsibility. I understand the need for it. I know that we have to do it in order to meet our budget. I said and was quoted in the newspaper, we have people going 11 days without pay or 1 to 3 days without pay. We still have 103,000 plus students that we have to educate with reducing funds and reducing money. I am going to vote against it this time because it's a show, more of a statement that this is not our responsibility. The state should be doing it. It's part of their constitutional responsibility.
Other board members, such as Mary Brown, did not agree with the millage either, but said that it was most important to keep the students in mind.
I know the legislative body is supposed to provide the funding for us to educate students, but when they don't, the kids still keep coming. They still have to be educated, and we need the money to do it. They have lessen our money. We don't have it. We're at a point where we need that extra money. And it's not because I want to do it, but what the legislative body has done, they have given us no choice.
Chairwoman Peggy O'Shea said that she would also support the increase, but that may not be the case at the second hearing in September.
Because this is advertising it, this is putting it out there, and this is inviting more public comment. But I'm not convinced what I'll do in September. I'll tell everybody that right now. Because I do believe it's the legislators' responsibility, and they let us down. You know, if they wanted this quarter mil, they could have raised the required local effort further and taken the burden over and not put it on us. They didn't do that. So it just tells you, it speaks to their character. And I'm very concerned about whether they're doing education in this state.
The additional millage was passed with a 6-1 vote, with member Carol Cook dissenting. The next topic of the hearing was the 2009 and 2010 budget. The public discussed their concerns about the proposed $1.4 billion budget. Joseph Robinson, the economic development chair of the NAACP, said that the budget in its simplest sense is an engine of the economy. He did have some concerns with the specifics of the budget.
Regardless if it's $2 or $200 million or $1.4 billion, it's an economic stimulus in itself. Zero is no economic stimulus. So this money, it will be spent. It will generate some jobs. It will keep some people employed. It won't satisfy everybody, but it's something. It's better than nothing.
Pamela Peters of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association brought up what she calls the financial plight of the Pinellas County teachers.
First of all, I want to remind the public that we have some of the lowest salary schedules in the industrialized world here in Florida, and ours isn't any real exception. Many of our teachers have lost their homes at this point. They're losing cars. They've lost marriages. Stress is leading to health problems. They take on one part-time job, two part-time jobs. Some of them qualify for free and reduced lunches for their children. Many have lost permanent income from retirement funds because we're in our last 5 years.
Shelley Foster is a teacher at Oak Grove Middle School. She said that through her own experiences as a student and as a teacher, she finds that the teachers are the most important aspect of helping student achievement.
And I have a serious concern with attracting and retaining good teachers due to low salaries. When I look at the teachers entering the school that I work at, and I know it's true across the board, we get new special ed teachers every year because they come into the schools and then they take a job after they've passed the test and move on to regular ed. Our children who need us the most get the least.
The tentative budget was approved. The second hearing for the millage rates and the 2009 and 2010 budget will be held on September 15th at the School Administration Building in Largo. More information can be found at www.pinellas.k12.fl.us/budget. For WMNF in Largo, this is Lindsay Cradwell.